This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, the first airplane prize. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. We've heard of the Ortaig Prize, $25,000 for the first nonstop airplane flight from New York to Paris. Hotel owner Raymond Ortaig first offered it in 1919, but it was 8 years before Lindbergh flew the 5,800-kilometer route to win it. I mention the distance because the very first air prize was a $2,500 long-distance prize, close to $100,000 of today's dollars. It was offered in 1907. To win it, one had to fly a distance of, you're ready for this, 1 kilometer, a scant 6/10 of a mile. Just think, Lindbergh got around $7 a mile, while this paid $4,000 per mile. In any case, the Wright brothers were a shoe-in. One sponsor, Scientific American magazine, was doing penance for doubting them after they first reported flying. The other, the Aero Club of America, had supported them all along. And by then, the Wrights had repeatedly flown much further. All they had to do to win was show up. But then a dark horse appeared. Alexander Graham Bell had formed a group of 4 young inventors called the Aerial Experiment Association. One was Glenn Curtis, who designed their third airplane, the Junebug. Curtis wrote to say he wanted to enter. The alarmed contest organizers urged the Wrights to hurry up. But the Wrights were working on the sale of their airplane to the Army, and Orville was writing an article for the esteemed Century magazine. He knew that article would help cement their place as the airplane's inventors. Then the last straw. They found that they'd have to take off from the ground instead of using a catapult. Wilbur wrote to decline the invitation. So Curtis took the prize in Hammondsport, New York. His Junebug flew 1.6 kilometers, a full mile, at 40 miles an hour. Trouble followed. The Wrights controlled their airplane with a set of cables that warped the wings. Bell had invented instead a hinged airfoil, like those used ever since. Curtis used Bell's airfoils on his Junebug, and the Wrights were furious. They figured that an airfoil was just a modification of their method. They sued Curtis for patent infringement, and the patent wars went on till the government took over airplane building in World War I. By then, both parties were drained. Wilbur had died of typhoid fever, and Curtis emerged as the more successful airplane builder. But we now had a culture of airplane prizes. Prizes were a driving force from the Junebug's one-mile flight until the Second World War. The Schneider and Bendix trophies, the Bennett Cup, the Great Britain to Australia prize, on and on. America's wildly productive love affair with flight did not begin at Kitty Hawk. It really began 5 years later in Hammondsport. After Glenn Curtis' nearly forgotten flight in his nearly forgotten Junebug, we were for a season quite swept away in the longer, higher, faster, further culture of air races and air prizes. I'm John Leinhardt at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.